It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch with Tom Ackerman. You may have seen the headlines this week about St. Louis native Jenna Fisher's recent battle with breast cancer. She talked extensively about the treatment that she had undergone. And chances are most of you listening know someone who's faced a similar breast cancer diagnosis. While people often talk about the physical effects of cancer treatments, they may not talk a lot about the mental health impacts. With us now, Stacy Knox, manager of psychological services at OSF St. Anthony's Health Center, which is having a panel discussion on this very topic today. Stacy, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Give us a rundown of the ways that you see a breast cancer diagnosis impact patients' mental health.
So there are several ways that this diagnosis or any cancer diagnosis can impact mental health. Oftentimes, initially, there'll be some adjustment time to the diagnosis. It takes a while to understand the gravity and for that to sink in. Oftentimes, family and social conflict will arise because not everyone knows how to handle the diagnosis as well. Many people find themselves isolating, whether intentionally or unintentionally, for physically not feeling well. Treatment decisions, quality of life issues, transitioning into the type of care that the doctor directs are often the next level that will be come up. Sometimes people, while they're going through this, often have difficulty learning how to advocate for themselves and to communicate with their medical staff and even their family members about how they're feeling, what they need. And, you know, that's a big conversation because when you have loved ones in your life, they often are so overwhelmed and scared by the diagnosis themselves that they just want to help. And sometimes it's not easy to know what is the best help.
I know you have a list of items that can be experienced by breast cancer patients, things like anxiety, depression. You mentioned loneliness, even PTSD. Talk about disassociation. What is that?
Well, disassociation is interesting because this is something that can occur, I think, when somebody experiences any kind of serious medical condition. So this idea that your body is somehow no longer a part of you and a feeling of unrealism as you put together your thoughts and your emotions surrounding you were healthy and now you're not. And that there's implications that are going to go along with it. So it's difficult to stay connected to your body when your body starts to undergo the changes that'll either come from progression of disease or even maybe the actual treatment options.
Do you find that patients are less likely to seek help for the mental health impacts of breast cancer than maybe for the physical symptoms that they're dealing with during treatment?
Well, that is kind of a dual question. So I would say that in the past, there wasn't a lot of awareness about the kind of help that could be available for the mental health aspects, like the anxiety and the depression and the loneliness. But now, and especially here at OSF St. Anthony's, our oncology center and our treatment providers are so in tune with their patients, and right from the very beginning are taking distress level measurings so that they can, if they identify someone who is struggling, they can start that education process and make those referrals to our department.
Now, when it comes to someone's mental health, can that then have an impact on their physical health, their recovery, and their ability to deal with treatment physically?
Absolutely. This is something I'm glad you brought this up. So when we think about depression and we separate that from a medical condition, some of the hallmark symptoms of depression include loss of motivation, right? And that's huge. Loss of motivation means loss of wanting to get up, even if you're not feeling well, even if you're kind of running low on hope for the day, but getting up anyway and getting those walks in, reaching out to your support circle, consistently taking your medication. All of those things can be greatly impacted if depressive symptoms are present. And it's very, very common for depression symptoms to be part of this. And with the anxiety piece, you know, sometimes when someone is anxious, they freeze up and they may just be full of worry and tension and dread and maybe even like projecting into what's the future going to hold. And so for a lot of people, that would look like they would just get real quiet.
Stacey, you mentioned sometimes loved ones and friends around a person, you know, who is dealing with a breast cancer diagnosis may not know or may not always be perfectly helpful in these situations. Maybe one or two tips that you can give people to help that patient at this point with those mental health challenges.
Well, I think just kind of establishing that early relationship with the individual, letting them know that you're there, that you plan on make a schedule that, you know, I'm going to check in with you on maybe a daily basis or every other day. And I completely understand if you are not up for communicating, but I want you to know that I am there and I'm available at any time you want to reach out, I think would be so very, very helpful for that, the biggest thing. And the second thing that I think would be very, very helpful is addressing what, you know, the practical needs are that may come alongside this. Maybe those friends and family members could organize a meal train. Think about taking schedules to kind of assist with running to doctor's appointments or helping with those chores at home that often will go neglected. Those are very, very useful ways.
Stacey, thank you so much for the insight today. Appreciate your time.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
That is Stacey Knox, Manager of Psychological Services at OSF St. Anthony's Health Center, joining us this morning on KMOX.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.